We're holding in Simon Samach Gimel Sif Vav. Hakar Kriyishma lo Yirmas Beino b'lo Yikrit b'Svaso b'lo Yara b'Etzboisa b'Parsha Rishona. The person should not be doing some any type of hinting, indicating, winking, pursing his lips, pointing with his fingers in the Parsha Rishona. Shu Ikra Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. So even though the Ikra Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim is the first pasuk, but the whole paragraph really is that it should be fully focused on being Mekabel Samach Hashemayim and not doing any other type of activity.
It
looks like you're not really focused on your reading because you're busy doing other things. So that's lacking in the act of Kabbalah Shemaim. See with the bomb. She didn't say Oysom Keva. So the focus should be very focused. Yud Zayim, Lo Yirmoz. I feel the Bar Mitzvah also the Rames. In the Parsha Rishona, even for the Bar Mitzvah is also. However, Mikolshkin Shalso Lishav Tabak B'Kriyishma, and obviously to take some snuff to make you sneeze. That's not. The person has a blow nose, but to go and actively take snuff, that shows like a sort of like a laissez-faire type of attitude towards what you're doing. Parsha Rishona. V'yesh machmirim gam b'parsha shniyah. Some say that parsha shniyah also. He brings this from the Shartzin says it's a Kesef Magad Rama in the name of the Kesef Mishnah. Which is interesting because the Kesef Mishnah is the Shulchan Aruch, right? So the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention it in the Shulchan Aruch, but he mentioned it in the Kesef Mishnah. But to be meramis for the bar mitzvah is mutter in the second parsha, but to actually interrupt not. Okay. Zion. Person was in the middle of doing something. He was actively doing something, and he wants it's time to read Shema. So he spelt him in Malachto Yachikra Parsha Rishono, Kneshal Yehek Kikara Aroy. So in the first paragraph, at least the person has to interrupt what he's doing. He can't be doing it while at the same time he's doing his other activity. Okay. So Mishabura says, Achikra. So it sounds like that you only have to stop for the first paragraph. It sounds like you're allowed to do other activities while you're saying the brachas. So this is over there that a person may not, while the person is doing, while the person is saying brachas, person may not be involved in other activities. He can't do anything else while he's saying a bracha. And here we're saying, it's specifically the first paragraph, which is the problem. Birchus Kriya Shema and the later parakim does not seem to be a problem. So that's the Mishnah Berurah raises that as a question that it seems very difficult to understand this halacha, why it's limited to the first paragraph. Yes.
So what's the difference between Tzrich Iyun and Tzrich Iyun Gadol?
Shiva used to always say, at least with regard to Kvager chose his language very specifically when he writes Tzrich Iyun or Tzrich Iyun Gadol. Sometimes he writes the word Hashem Yo'ir Enai. Right? It's different levels. He says it was different levels of how strong he felt the question was. That's, I imagine, probably the same thing over here. Tzrichin Gadol means that the Mishnah Berurah probably felt it was a very, very strong question, and he did not seem to be presenting an answer. Okay. Ches, ha'umnin, b'chein balabai, shay oisin, nilacha barosh ilon, a barosh shuras ha'binyan, they're up on top of a tree, they're up on top of a building, and they're laying the layers of the bricks, so they're up on the building. Karen Krishma, b'mekarman, b'en tzichim layer. They're allowed to read Krishma where they are. It's the tears are making them come down. It's a tircha to come down. It takes time, and that will distract them. They lost so much time to say the saying of the Shema that they're not going to focus on the Shema anyway. So we allow them to say it where it is. Now the scenario that it's referring to. You're talking about the pasha. You're talking about the case that the person was in place before the zman, because he was. If it's the zman already, he shouldn't be going and doing this. He could daven first and then go there. So he was already in the place before the zman, so he's allowed to stay where he is. Tes hakatav, a porter. Okay, a porter.
Back. Question. I mean, Rosh Yuan, this is a Makom Sakana, right? I imagine that there would be some question about saying it. You worry about the issue of Das. Is he really conditioned to say Shema?
Imagine a person who's in a tree. I mean, at least I remember from my tree climbing days, when you're seated on the branch, you weren't, you know.
Okay.
As long as you weren't doing anything wild, you were pretty safe. At least that's what I thought.
They come to trim my trees, they buckle up, and then have all these things.
Okay. Hakata al Bisha Maso al Ksefa, Karak Yishma. Once he has the package on his shoulders, he can say Shema. He shouldn't say it while he's loading or unloading. It should be while it's ready on him. It's a very large amount which is on his head. With all of the chumrah of Kriyashma is more lenient than Shmon Esrei Tefila. If the load is too large, then it's considered inappropriate to daven like that. The person has to be focused more on the load. That's the improper. But for Shema, to get the person to come on the first pasuk, so that as opposed to the whole first prayer, the whole first bracha, just the one line, one pasuk or two, and baruch shem. The person can focus even with a larger amount. Okay. Simon Samach Dalit. Then occur Rikrishma by Tesafim. Aleph Kral Mafreya Lo Yotza. A person Rikrishma out of water, which means that he read something which is supposed to be later, he read earlier, and vice versa. He's not Yotze. In each paragraph itself, he read the Psukim out of water. Abam Hitim Parsha Lechaverto. If he read that the parsha is out of water, af al pi shen rishoy, even though that's improper to do that, but if he did it, yotza fin shen smucha lo b'tara, since the Torah, the parsha of Shema and Hayim Shema are not adjacent to each other in the Torah, so therefore you can it doesn't make sense that it should be a requirement of order that it should be ma'akev. That if you read, the person would read the parsha of Vayim Shema before the parsha of Shema. But a person read the psukim out of order, that's, or the words out of order, he's not Yotze. Okay. Lo Yotze, Sekot Nalef. Shenemar Vahoyu Adur Me'ela, Sudarshan Bahaviyasin Yehu. As they are, they have to be. Vahoyu, they should be. It's exactly where they are, so you have to read them. Now, so that's the gap for the first two paragraphs. What about the parsha of Tzitzis? Rafa parsha of Vayomer, parsha of Vayomer. Kishtidu Rabbanu La'omer b'shem mitzvah schiras yisrael gam kein zeh tiknua. Since they were misakin to say it in conjunction with Kriyat Shema, so I mean Rabbanu they gave it the same halacha of Kriyat Shema that it has to be in the proper order.
The psukim.
Hapsukim, if the psukim are out of water, it's a problem. Obviously, it's true that where he reads the words out of order, that's going to be problematic. But if a person read the parsha is out of order, even though he's not allowed to do that, he's yod said that because they're not smuch in the Torah. Gimel Shena Samucha, Ratzalem, Shena El Takana Sachamim, Shem Sidur Kach. Theoretically, we could have set arranged the order of the parshas of Shema to be otherwise. So then the Rabbanan, that they're presented in this order, they're not connected one to the other. Three separate parshas. You can read them in any order you want. Chama made this order. So the more explains why Chazal set up this order. So you're not fulfilling the Tzakar of the Rabbanan for this order. But then that's not ma'akev in your actual mitzvah. In the Bidiyavit. Okay. Beis, Korah Parsha B'Toba. He's reading one of the parshas and he made a mistake. He got confused. If he remembers where he got confused. He realizes that he later on that he skipped the pasuk. See, he forgot the pasuk. So he knows that. So Chayzul Rosh Osha HaPasuk. So he doesn't go back to the beginning of the parsha, he has to go back to the beginning of that where that pasuk was. So if he forgot the third or fourth pasuk, he doesn't go back to the beginning of the paragraph, he goes back to the third or fourth pasuk, reads that, and then reads everything after that in order. However, if he's not sure where the mistake took place, then he just goes back to the beginning of the paragraph and he says the whole paragraph. Mr. Barot Toba. So he made a mistake, got confused. So he goes back to that pasuk. Because of Pichadosh Adavka B'Toah, this is all talking about a person who made a mistake. Avo, Behezid Ubinskaven Chazil Rosh, a person intentionally read it out of order, whatever, he said read it improperly. See, he cannot go back and just say that, but in that situation, it's not enough to go back to that pasuk. Chazal gave a knas, he has to go back to the beginning of the whole paragraph. Person made a mistake, person said it improperly, he has to go back to the beginning. He's not so convinced about this. Pichadosh says that's the law, the Magarum is Masupik. In the next sermon, we'll talk about this order, this issue of an interruption, b'mezid, etc. So a person read the whole thing, except he skipped the pasuk echad. So he goes back from that pasuk and he reads that pasuk and onwards. Let's say dileg teva achas. He didn't forget a pasuk; he forgot a word. So we said the situation has to be back to the beginning of the pasuk. Let's say if we got a word. Some say you go back to the word. As long as it's a new thought, it doesn't sound strange standing on its own. So the person goes back and says, that's a logical thought. Right? But a case where that was not the situation, where it's not like going back to that word, it doesn't make any sense, it doesn't stand on its own. You have to go back at least to say an intelligent thought. It's not enough to go back to the word. Even if the mistake was in a word, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Reread the pasuk. As a person is not sure where the mistake is, he goes back to the Rosh Parsha. No, I skipped. Regarding Rosh Parsha. See, he goes back to the pasuk that he missed, and he reads that pasuk, and he continues the rest of the Parsha in order. Why? We're back to the other issue. If you just say that pasuk now, it's out of order. He realized after finishing the second parsha, he made a mistake. He forgot a pasuk in the first parsha. Okay? The Seder parsha is Enoch. So in that situation, we said that the order of the parsha is not makid. So he doesn't have to repeat the second parsha. He read the first parsha, he left, he forgot a pasuk. So he has to go back to the... So he read, then he said, read the second parsha. We don't argue, since he already said the second parsha, to go back to the pasuk from the first parsha is strange. Right? So he said, no, go back to the pasuk in the first parsha where you had your problem. Read from there till the end of the first parsha. Then you'll have read the first parsha out of order with the second parsha. No problem, but he evidence yotzu. You're going back after the second parsha, back to the first parsha. It doesn't seem to connect. It connects. It's not such a big difference. So you go back to that pasuk. Because of the Rosh Parsha. In case he's not sure, he goes back to the beginning of the Parsha. Mach Masapa, because of the Suffolk. Now, that's true in the first Parsha. He's not sure, he goes back to the beginning of, either the Pasuk of Shema or Rehavta, whatever. He realized, somewhere in the second Parsha, he made a mistake. He's not sure exactly where. Go back to the beginning of the second Parsha. Feel the Mandomer, Parsha Shnia Derbonon. So if it's a suffix of the Rabbana, suffix of the Kula, why is he mukhid back in the parsha? Maybe he read all those psukim, and really what he's missing is a later pasuk. So the suffix of the Rabbana, should read the Kula. The answer is kima also, but kriya shema tzarech l'sakan l'kol. Chazal said, once you're reading kriya shema, you're still doing the mitzvah. Like, it says, not b'di ebed yet. Do the mitzvah right. He said, yeah, b'di ebed. You'll say, you know, the suffix of the Rabbana, the Kula. Right. But right now you're doing it. You have to do it right. Now, if the mistake was in the first parsha, so what do you go back to? He remembers saying Shema properly. That's not the question. So he knows for sure he said that though, that first pasuk plus Baruch Shem. So then you go back to Chesed Levehavta. He doesn't remember whether he said Shema properly or not. He goes back to the beginning. If he thinks his mind was wandering during Shema, he has to go back to the Pasuk. And then you have to read the Parsha Keseder. So now he's saying Shema, pasuk of Shema twice. So no, you'll pause a little bit while you read it quietly. Doesn't look like you're announcing Shema Shema.
Or you wait a little and read it normally.
Correct. So it's like not connected. You'll end up not making tefillah b'tzibur, say, but you know, not to, you're dabbling with the minion. But it's not like Shema Shema, because there's like two separate, you know, actions, totally not connected one to the other. Gimel, Tobin Parsha the Parsha. He made a mistake, but somewhere between the first and second Parsha, or the second and third Parsha. Shuyadeh should see him at Parsha. So his question is, he knows he finished a parsha. He read through one whole thought. He's just not sure, in his aim, whether he's finished the first paragraph or he's finished the second paragraph as well. He's not sure. So in that situation, see, we assume he finished the first parsha and he has to read the second parsha. What? Mine says Chazal the Parsha Rishana.
Not to the beginning of the Shema, only to the Hayim Shema.
That's what I said. Any day, the Marshan is Zerach Klal Shum Teva Shomer Parsha Shniya. He's not sure at all if he said anything in Parsha Shniya at all. Gemara Shadayim LeHiskel Teva So Yomer. He didn't say Yomer either. The Amar Chashe Hiskel BaYomer Alul Yisalva Gali. But if he said it, read the third paragraph, and then he says, "Did I say the second paragraph?" That situation, Talinan, the Mistama Omer Gam Parsha Shnia Kfi Hagerli. If he's ready to hold him on the third paragraph, probably he said the second paragraph. Okay, Dalit. Haya Oimid Bibiksav Tom. He realizes that he's holding on to Ksav Tom. He's not sure. If he made a day, he made Ksav Tom Shabrasha Rishona, Oi Bibiksav Tom Shabrasha Shnia. He's not sure which Ksav Tom he's holding it. So Chayzer L'Chsav Tom Shabrishon, he has to go back to the Chsav Tom, Amos Uzois Pesach, at the end of the first paragraph. Shabrishon. However, it's only if he had not already started the pasuk leman yirbu yemechem. Alim hiskol leman yirbu yemechem ein tzarich la'asod the sirchei nekat ba'osod. If he said leman yirbu, we assume he was saying it after chsavtom of the second paragraph, because that's the end of the second paragraph. So probably he's holding by the chsavtom of the second paragraph. So we have no question anymore. So he doesn't have to go back, because that's the rule of sirche nakat va'osa. So the word sirche is the adhesions, right, that you have in the lungs. So sirche is what a person is connected to, what he's accustomed, what he's bound to, what he's used to doing. Okay, test. Oymed b'chsavtom. The fellow is holding my b'chsavtom, and he's not sure. First paragraph or second paragraph. Now, Umar, that which the Shulchan Aruch gave example of Uksavtom. Why do you give the example of Ukshartom? The answer is very simple. Mishum Diyesh Efrish, those two are pronounced differently. The Ukshartom, Harbishar, the second one, the first Ukshartom, Huba Kamatz, is written with a Kamatz, Shulash and Yachid. And really, it's ukshar oisom, which becomes ukshar tom. You singular are being kosher them. And that's what the pasuk means. Veshani hu besegel shulosh rabim ukshar tem. You plural should be the one who's going to. To tie the tefillin. But therefore, there's no reason, nobody would make it confuse the ukshartom of the first paragraph to ukshartem of the second paragraph. Okay, that's good to know. But taz kosov oyatam, shein derech litus b'emso. Says, furthermore, the taz says that people generally don't make a mistake in the middle of the reading. Yuchal argach fiyazman sheizchol likris. He could tell how long he's been reading. Probably it's, he's only in the second paragraph, something like that. If you just read a few psukim in the Parsha Rishona, that's very short. So how, if you're really holding the second one, how could you think you're holding by the first one? Whereas once you read the whole paragraph, that takes some time. So a person might think, well, it's been such a long time since I said the Shema. Probably I said the second paragraph as well. Really, he hadn't. Okay. So then he said, it's all talking about you hadn't started Leman Yirbu Yemechem. In Hiskel, if you did start, it's Leman Yistapik, Lo Yachakach, Pen Omer. So what happened was, he knows he said the first paragraph. He knows he said uksavtom amuzuzus beisachu bisharecha. He's not sure if he said Rahim Shemaya all the way down to leman yirbu yemechem or not. Maybe he started the phrase leman yirbu yemechem after the first paragraph. So in a filochin tzarich lachzer, the Mistama Omer Kefir Hegel Lomer Leman Yirbu Achu Uksavtom Shabishniyim. He doesn't have to go back to the first paragraph, even though he's not sure at all. But he is. We believe that if he said Leman Yirbu, it's probably because he's really holding at the end of the second paragraph, and he said Uksavtom of the second at the end of the second paragraph, and that's why he said Leman Yirbu, continuing into the next pasuk. A person sort of catches himself as holding on the pasuk of Bechor Af. You probably said everything up to that point. We have a right to assume that that's correct. Even though you don't remember saying it, we have the right to assume, we are allowed to assume that you did say that. So if he already said the man Yubu, he doesn't have to go back and start Lachser. Now, it's like Mishabur, they're still talking about the person that's davening by himself. So he has nothing to compare it to. He's davening himself, how long has it been, etc. Davening slowly, davening quickly, he's not sure. Alim Hukari Ima Tzibur, he's saying Shema together with a group. Rosh Hashem Tzibur Oymed Be'uch Savtom Shaparsha Rishana. He sees that the chazan is holding only by the end of the first paragraph. So that situation, even though he said the man Yerbo, he says, listen, you cannot have read it that quick, more quickly than everybody else. So logic dictates you're holding the axe of the Savtom Shabarishana. The Mucham Milcha Shatov will not get Sikh of also. We see from the situation, even though we assume only the person was went this normal flow, we see where that's not true. Everybody else is holding much earlier than you, probably, unless you know that you're unique in your speed. Probabilities are that you're holding the same place that they are. He's talking about Chsavtom. Possibly Shana Shachanar Chayz the Chsavtom Harisha. You go back to the Chsavtom of the first, end of the first paragraph. But in Roya Shashir Tzibur Vatzibur Oymdim Chsavtom Shabishni. He sees that they're holding made pretty much wrapping up the second paragraph. So Mastama, you said the second paragraph. They're holding around, finishing the second paragraph. Yermer Gamke Nachakach Apostik Leman Yerbu. So you just say the pasuk l'man yirbu, and that's it. Mistama hu kara gam ken hashniya kemoisa. Mistama, you're holding by the second paragraph like everybody else, unless again you would probably know that you have chazaka that you're not like that. But aglam adavar ikh, we have some type of a support to allow us to believe he read all the way to the end of the second paragraph. Now, within him shina beis a bracha b'nei mikvim ashatov lochachamim. Because when Rambam Shem Rambam, you worry Mr. Shem assuming samaches Mr. Bura Einshal. The person with Mogarum mentions it over here, that's why the Mishabur is responding to that. He's going to talk about it later on in Simon Samaches. If you didn't say the brachas properly, you made some type of mistake. When is that a problem and when is that not a problem? Okay. Fine. Siman Samachay. Hanichlus beisakneses the motzot tzibur current kriyishma or shehivzik b'shas kriya. So there's two different dinim over here. One is that if you're joining the tzibur right now, so you say together with them. One is if a person interrupted in the middle of his kriya and he paused, or he was quiet, or he spoke. Both scenarios that we'll talk about. How does that affect his kriya? It's really two different dinim. Okay, so Sif Aleph is now Mishabur over here is quite extensive because there's really in the Bir Loch is because there's a big machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosa Kalim exactly what type of interruptions, you know, what didn't they have, etc. So let's see. So Kros Erugin, so we spoke about before Karel Mafrei, he read it out of order. He read backwards. But over here, he read it Sirugin. What does Sirugin mean? Sirugin means alternate. I know she his holy Chris. He started reading, and then he interrupted. Bein mishtika, bein medibur. He can interrupt by being pausing, not saying anything at all, or he can interrupt by talking. Okay, so that's what he did. And then he finished. He went back and finished up the rest of Shema. So he read all of Shema. He said every word. In the middle, he spoke after something else, or he just paused and waited for a while before he continued reading the rest of Shema. So Shulchan Aruch says, "I feel a shock and I ligmar as kula yotza. I feel a hoya hahefsek mach masarnis." So even though the pause was an extremely long pause, it was enough time to complete all of Shema. So let's say for argument's sake it takes you 2.5-3 minutes to say Shema. He paused for 3 minutes. Enough time to finish all the Shema from the beginning to the end. Not from where you are to the end, you know, from beginning to the end. If he paused for that long, even for that long, he still yotzei. Whether the even if the what caused the interruption was an onus. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagav Yesharim Mdim Haya Onus VeHefzik Keli Meskula Is Chayzer LeRosh VaHinog." So the Ramah says something which, at first glance to our minds, is counterintuitive. So here, a person in the middle of saying Shema, you know, it looks like he's sort of like doses out a little bit, he sort of waves, his mind wavers, and he stops saying Shema, just spaces out for a minute or two, comes back, and he picks up where he was, right? Well, that's enough time for him to finish Shema from the beginning to the end. So, the Chayesh Yivichayesh the Rosh says, no, the Lach says he doesn't have to go back, because even though with Karla Sarugan is Yotz, even though he paused in the middle of Yotz. Let's say, however, he was saying Shema, and then all of a sudden there was a person there with their little baby, and the baby dirtied itself. And there was a smell. So he paused, because there's a smell near him. He can't continue to read Shema. They take the child out. And meanwhile, the time it took to get the child out and, to get the, and the smell to dissipate, it was enough time for him to say all of Shema. So he interrupted because of an oneness. So I said, listen, he's an oneness. What do you want from the guy? So the halacha is in that situation, the Ramah holds, that's considered a hefsek, and you have to go back to the beginning of Shema. Why is that? Because a person pauses, it's his decision to pause. That's not truly a hefsek. But a person is forced to interrupt, that's truly a hefsek. He didn't say a word. He was just b'shtika, but since it was forced upon him, the situation did not allow to say Shema at that point in time. So it means that the Shema was not allowed to be said anymore. It has been interrupted. This is truly an interruption. So now, if the time they remove the interruption, it's already the time it took to complete all of Shema, so he has to go back to the beginning. But if he chooses on his own to pause, that's his business. It's not truly an interruption. Now, we're not talking about Dibur yet. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned Dibur. The Ramah will, the Mishnah will talk about Dibur. Vachinoga, that is the minig, that if a person interrupts, I'm sorry, I spaced out. There we go. If the person, if we're talking about right now, they're talking about cases of just shtika, but if the person interrupts actually speaking, the Mishnah will talk about that. Now, we say the time it takes to finish all of Shema, that's a personal measurement. So if I take, normally Shema takes me 3 minutes, that's my share of Ligmaris Kulay. If for you Shema only takes 2 minutes, that's for you, that's your share of Kedei Ligmaris Kulay. So you have two people in the same situation. The child dirties himself, there's two people nearby, and they remove the child, and one of them will have to go back to the beginning of Shema, one of them will not. Because one of them normally reads Shema more quickly, and for him, this was the time he was Shema Ligmaris Kulay. This person says, I don't know, Shema takes me 10 minutes. I only paused for 3. Right? So if I read Shema very slowly, so that person will not have to go back. He would just continue where he is. Okay. Now, this comes to Shabur and Sivkot Aleph and said that this halacha, Shonar said whether the interruption was b'shtika or b'dibur. So the halacha is still yotze b'dibur. Bein b'dibur. So Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishmur says, Afilu imsoch b'meiz. Even though it wasn't a mistake, he intentionally spoke, you know, it's a Milosh Shema. He knew that you shouldn't interrupt the Milosh Shema. And he said, he spoke anyway. After also Isser Bezeh, it's obviously totally improper to do that. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning. He goes back to where he was. Even if it's in the middle of a bracha. Who then kishasach b'emsa halal megillah brachos amazin, a shar bracha aruka, any other situation where a person interrupts halal megillah benching or any long text of a bracha, so he interrupts. If he interrupted, he would go back to where he was. Now, v'davka kishu armron ba'ata. This whole time he's saying. This bracha, he's saying Shema, he's saying it. He interrupts, and then he goes back to where he was. But however, dim shemeya me'acher shemoytziyoy. But if he's listening to somebody else, and meanwhile, who saw with him? Meanwhile, he spoke. You have a different problem. We assume in halacha that a person, when he's speaking, is not listening to somebody else. That's probably reality in life. Most times when you're speaking, you're not listening, you're talking. So similarly, when a person's talking, when somebody else is speaking, it means he's not listening. So that if he's been yotzei shemei ka'ayna, he wasn't listening. So obviously, in that situation, he lost those words. So this will be more, we'll go through all the more of the details. However, so that's the simple understanding. Some disagree with this psak, and they say a person spoke b'mezid, he must go back to the beginning. So by Shema, which is the shalom of the Raisa, it makes sense that a person should go back to the beginning and not just go back to the Makon Shaposak if he spoke in the middle of Shema. Okay. It's quite a... So he's saying, in other words, regards to Birchus Kriya Shema, or something of that sort, you wouldn't, it's a Dindar Abana, you wouldn't go back to the beginning. But by Shema, which is the Raisa, you should go back to the beginning. Okay. I don't want to run through the next piece. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up this one.